For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Time never run out of sin.
It's rare to meet someone who really loves what they do. But Son Michaud is far from ordinary. He's an artist, a songwriter, and a Gullah teacher.
How come y'all say E all the time?
His long locks sway as he works the room at the Penn Center on St. Helena Island, finding humor in his native language.
Where that boy went? E over there. Service been good? Even all right.
I literally get to be myself for a living. How awesome is that?
Awesome, considering Michaud hasn't always been comfortable being himself, especially as a child. He grew up in a Gullah Geechee community, direct descendants of slaves who live remote, holding on to their African culture and language. He spoke what he learned at home, a mix of Creole and English, passed down for generations.
Give them that one there. Give them that one there.
It didn't go over well at school. Michaud says he was shamed as uneducated, not intelligent, accused of using broken English.
And so I not only am not getting the optimal teaching experience, I'm also being conditioned to be insecure and self-conscious about something that comes to me naturally.
What came naturally but was misunderstood then is a legitimate language, and Michaud is teaching it, a first-of-its-kind Gullah language class at Harvard University.
Peace. This is Son Michaud, your Gullah teacher here at Harvard University, and today we're talking about modifying the words disha, this, dimya, these, that.
He shares vocabulary, even diagram sentences on social media.
It's important to note that the actual Gullah word for going is not gut, but wine. Well, then who could be the one to tell him what's going on?
But to truly get Gullah, Michaud says it's important to know its history. Slaves who needed to communicate quickly with few words and over the heads of overseers came up with a language that has evolved and survived for centuries.
We've created and preserved our language under the threat of death for being literate.
Michaud believes the best way to save the once secret language is to teach it, especially as Gullah communities disappear to developers and rising sea levels. He hopes to honor his elders and instill pride in young people.
They deserve to have a thing that they can point to and say, that's me. I could have used it a lot sooner in my lifetime.
Akua Page and Christopher Cato have been inspired.
Because I know who my ancestors are and I see the value in it. Like, you know, that's something so beautiful that our ancestors created a language.
They've put together the Geechee experience on social media. One of their first videos, defining words, quickly went viral.
Let's jump into this thing, man. The first word is flam.
Flam.
Flam is a person, place, or thing who don't fulfill their obligation.
Cato and Page say people are still discriminated against for speaking Gullah Geechee. They're tired of code switching. That is, changing the way they communicate based on who's listening.
We just turn your Geechee on and off.
And they hear from Gullah Geechee people from as far away as Alaska.
You know, like, we out here, you know, right. So this means we're here.
People like them who just want to be themselves.
I believe the incantations that were called during the times our ancestors were alive, they're still calling, and we come back. So it's like a beat. You can hear it.
A beat. Giving rhythm to a language, humanizing people who were once sold.
But it's a long and lonely road when your heart's a heavy load.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. And for more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.